What up? It's Pope the Blueprint, the host of the number one networking show. Now, this is Boss Talk Edition, right? And so we welcome back Brooklyn Jewels. She was on episode 83. So if you want to know about her journey, about her building her business to where she is now, you need to go check out episode 83 because it's live and direct, right? But tonight, we brought her back specifically. She created an ebook that I didn't know about, that I found out about, and is really going to bless the people, right? Because it's talking about, you know what? What is your ebook about? Tell us about what your ebook is about. And then we get ready to get into that journey about this ebook. What is the ebook about?
Basically, thank you for having me back and to give you update on the ebook. It is to help people build business credit by using PayPal as your vendor. PayPal. And the ebook is giving you steps on what you need to do to help you level up. So you can use PayPal as a vendor for working capital. If you are a legit business and you've been in business, you have working capital, and that's funds available for you.
Funds available.
Ebook about it.
Yeah. And what's the name of the ebook?
Let's get free money. Free money. It's on my website. It's on brooklynjewels.store, and in the search box, you'll type in e-book, and it'll pop up. And it's a PDF file, and it'll get sent right to you. Give you step by step on how to go to PayPal, get an account, because that's going to be the first step that you need to do. So I'll take you through, you know, the beginning steps, the procedures, so you'll know what to do and start building working capital. And to do that, you have to do it by invoices, because when you do invoices, you actually are creating a digital footprint that PayPal sees. And then when funds become available without a credit pull, that's very important. Without a credit pull, you will have money that's disposable for you, for your business. Those invoices are very important. No Cash App, no Zelle. Invoices.
So now, take us back, right? Because one of the things I love about your story is that you have credibility. You've been in the game for 14 years, so you're not a spring chicken.
No, I'm an OG. I'm a Kruger. I'm talking to all my young business people. So I'm a Kruger.
But you know what? It could be people that could be in the business that may not know about this, right?
You're right. That's absolutely true. It does not have to pertain to the young people who start in their business, because we have some people that are very seasoned. That's the word we're going to use. Seasoned. Who are not aware of, like, they've heard of PayPal when they buying stuff from other people. Like, they know it in that aspect, but they don't know it in the business aspects. There are different levels of PayPal. Literally, you got the pay off your item in less than 90 days. That's an open credit PayPal, but they pull your credit report for that. But some people don't even know about that. Like, you all have money available to use. It's called buy now, pay later type thing. PayPal has that. PayPal also has business loans. They pull your credit for that. Yeah. And then the last but not least is working capital. They don't pull your credit for that. But you have to be running a legit business, because they, when you go on to set up, I'm telling you in the quick ebook on how you go through the process of linking accounts and how you got to put your business information in. Yeah. Once you get it set up that way, which takes like less than 10 minutes, then you're good. You really are good.
Now take us back, right? Because what I like to focus on, a lot of people see the moves, but they don't understand the mindset. How were you introduced to the world of this working capital?
So I've always had bad credit because I had a lot of credit cards. And during that time, no bank is going to give you a loan with bad credit, because you have to have good personal credit in order to get a business loan. Don't figure. I want a business loan, but I got to have good personal credit. So I already knew that I had bad personal credit. So I met another individual who was a vendor out in Atlanta when we was doing an event, because I sell, and if you heard my story, guys, I sell stainless steel jewelry in the motorcycle community. So I met another vendor, and he's like a hood type little dude, but yeah, he's African. And you got to let them Africans know about getting some money. So every time he speak, I say nothing. I listen to him. So then he was like, you've been in business for a while. He said, you know, PayPal got working capital. And I was like, yeah, I ain't got time for nobody pulling my credit. You know what I'm saying? But he's like, no, sweetie, you've been in business. I see you got your little credit card. PayPal has a machine that you can use when you vendor. He's like, I see you got the little PayPal card reader. Working capital, I'm gonna put you on. Working capital is money that your business earns. So I said, what? He said, you have personal credit and business credit. Your business has their own credit score. I said, what? He said, how long you been in business? And at the time, I was at my 5-year mark. He said, oh, you legit, you got business credits for the past 5 years if you've been using PayPal. Said, yeah. He told me the proceedings on how to go online, how to do it. And I had to read. And when you read, it says no PG. So if you're in a credit world, you know, PG needs, you need a parental guidance to sign for any type of loans. And that's like when they're doing personal loans. And it said, no, they didn't do that. Like that wasn't a requirement. So I click, told them how much I make a year, click, did it. In less than 30 seconds, I was pre-approved for $5,000 in working capital.
Wow.
Because ever since I've been in business, that's one thing I did do. I was hard and legit on my business. If you want to buy something, I send an invoice. I even have some nit and picks on if your business is slow, how you still can have PayPal monitor that you got money flowing. Like I got some diamonds to drop for people. All I say is get the ebook. And if it gets to the point you get the ebook, and you say, you know what? I want a consultation with Brooklyn. Let me send her an email. We could set that up. Mm-hmm. But the first step is you got to get an account and you got to get one of the PayPal blue cards. Like, you need this to help you, too. So,
What's the number on that card? Hold on. Give me the number to that card.
That's the name right there. That's what I showed you this side. I showed you the front side. He was a little dude from the street. He was another vendor dude. So I was like, okay. And just a disclosure, I do not work for PayPal. I'm not a spokesperson. They don't cut me no checks, no money. It's just that I've been with the company since I've been in business. So I've been with the company for 14 years. They have never done me wrong. I probably had 2 chargebacks in 14 years, and I beat both of them because with all my customers, I provide a receipt. So even though you say you didn't get your product, not my fault. I provide a receipt. Yeah. So like I said, you run your business legitly and it won't do you wrong. And PayPal hasn't done me wrong. There's other companies out there that offer working capital, but I don't know how their system works. I can only speak about how PayPal worked for me for the past 14 years that I've been in business. My working capital got me in the house that I'm in currently in North Carolina. I use working capital.
Wow.
I borrowed $30,000 from them, and my last payment was on March 6th. And if y'all remember correctly, like that next week, the government shut everything down. And that was March 6th was my last payment for the $30,000 that I borrowed within 1 year. 1 year it got paid back. Well, less than a year, actually. It was less than a year. So I paid it back. It's, yo, for real. It ain't, look, I ain't the type to be puffing nobody. I'm just going to tell you what it is. Mm. And that's what it is.
Now talk about this for a second, right? Because leveling up is so important in your business, right? Because people start out at one level, but to grow your business, you need knowledge and you need capital, right? So when you had access to the capital, when you were able to expand with that information, what did it do for your business?
Well, I was now on the track of Brooklyn, stop using your personal finance to replenish your products. So with that being said, a lot of people of color, we don't believe in borrowing money. We're going to hustle. We're going to use our own money instead of asking for money. If you're running a legit business and it's your business and you are very knowledgeable on your business and you know you can move your product or provide your service, why not use that?
Yeah.
Why not use that? Especially, you know, especially when you don't have good credit. Like what you got going on for you. So, a lot of the times we lazy. We always want the hookup.
Yeah.
We always trying to beat the system. We don't want to go the long route. So when I use the terms levels, you need to have a business mindset of something written down of where you want to see yourself. What would be the next step in your business if you're trying to expand or trying to brand on a different, that's the level. I use that terminology. And while doing that, it takes a lot of knowledge. Don't always depend on people to tell you or show you the hookup. Sometimes you need to fact find certain information. Now, I can tell you information about PayPal. Cool. You ain't know about working capital. Cool. Knock that down. Write it down. Get on the computer. Do your motherfucking research. Find out, oh, okay. Oh, she said working capital. Oh, she did say they do business loans. Oh, they got what? Same as cash. What you gotta do to do that? Like, fact find. Stop always finding a shortcut or always wanting the hookup. You know what I'm saying? So that's just my personal opinion about it.
Yeah. That's dope, right? Now, talk to the point of, because last year when we had the interview, right, you were scaled up to the point that you were able to sustain way beyond in the pandemic. Like, you were flourishing during the pandemic when everybody had to slow down because you were in a different position, right? Talk about the position you were in when the pandemic hit and you were able to flourish.
So I've always had the knowledge of when I sell products that I'm only selling what I have on hand, meaning there are a lot of mass marketing that do drop shipping or a lot of people e-commerce that says you can run a business that costs you nothing. Okay, but the clientele that I have and the relationships I wanted to establish is, I know I got fire product. I know my shit is gonna sell. And my last key is, once you pay, you're gonna get your shit. So you have your tracking number within 24 hours. The thing about that drop shipping is it's coming from overseas. Okay. So it's coming from China. You know, so you're paying through this website, but you still gotta wait massive for your product. Unless you pay extra, which is gonna cost you about $20-$30. My clientele of people are not like that. I have spoiled them. So I've always had the mindset, I gotta get my money up because I need to buy in bulk because I need to have my product on hand. Well, that same mindset helped me in 2020 because a lot of people do overseas ordering, but a lot of them order once they get their prepayments. It's called prepay. So you pay first and you wait for your stuff. So a lot of people do their business that way. I am grace, gracefully blessed that I've never had to do that because I never placed the order until I had the money. And remember, I told y'all I got tired of using my personal money. So guess where the money came from? Working capital. It came from working capital. And so when 2020 shut down and the president was like, no more shipping from China, that shit is on lock. A lot of businesses went under. Like they couldn't get their product. Even China was like, we can't ship. I got on the level that I would order in bulk. So while everyone is panicking, or saying they're unable to get the merchandise out, they contacted me doing orders. They like, well, how long do I wait for my shipping? Oh, baby, it's shipped tomorrow. I got all my product on hand. You good? I got you. You order on Monday. Guess what? You got your product on Wednesday. The only time you kind of messed up is when the post office start fucking up. Now, when the post office start fucking up, hey, listen, I pack your mess up. You got your tracking. You just got to wait till USPS send it. But guess what? It's out of my hands, baby. I had your product. It ready to go. And a lot of businesses had to fold under that. So I'm truly, truly blessed that I saw the vision before it happened, that I always knew that I wanted to run a business where I have my product on hand. It may come to fact. You never know, the end of this year or next year, I might have to get a factory because to order bulk shipping is a lot of money. I ain't talking about $200-$300. I'm talking about $700-$800. And I'm not talking about the product. I'm just talking about the shipping. Like not what I ordered, but the weight of what I ordered. So yeah. But I ain't complaining, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't complaining.
Yeah.
Because guess what? It's not my personal money anymore. It's working capital. So I ain't got that. I'm like, oh, work? I got you. Click, click, click. Yeah. Go ahead and use that.
Yeah. You know what? This is so special, right? And when I was talking to you, I was like, yo, because you was like schooling me to the game, right? Because I was telling you, like, you know, I started my business back in 2017, far as just doing it. And I was like, yo, if I had this game back then, this is 2021. Like, even though when I first started, I wasn't scaled up yet, but I still could have been working capital, right?
That's why
this is so important, because if you haven't learned anything from last year, from the pandemic, about being self-sufficient, you need to learn. And that's why I said, yo, you got to come back on and tell the people about this, because we need to be in position to get this working capital and put ourselves in position.
Yeah. And to be perfectly honest, it was never my idea. I get on Clubhouse and I just drop mad jewels. Credit specialists and everybody on the platform telling you the traditional way to build credit. And I raised my hand and was like, well, I didn't do mine that way. Let me tell you how I did mine. Walk with me. Hear my story. This is how I did it. And after I tell them, they were like amazed. And they were like, they made me a moderator. And then every week we was doing it, then they sending me inboxes. You need to do an ebook. What the hell is an ebook? Google ebook. So I put one together. It took me about 24 hours. And it was like, I didn't want to make it long. I wanted it to be direct. I'm very militant. So I wanted to be like, do this, do this, do this, do this, like straight to it. So if you don't understand what I wrote in that ebook, I guess you need like some one-on-one, some handhold, some handholding, because it really is self-explanatory. But again, believe it or not, a lot of people ain't learned about PayPal. All they know is they go online and shop and it says PayPal accepted, and they know they attach their bank card to the PayPal account. It's more to it than that. It's, you know, that's the personal side, you know, it's a business side to it too. So, I'm gracious that I've met people to put me on the game. They didn't charge me nothing. All they ask is, when I give you the information, do your fact finding. Do your fact finding yourself. If I tell you something, I shouldn't have to explain A, B, C, D, E. I'm going to tell you something. You go look it up and you fact find. I said, say less. And, I'm like there. I'm like a sponge. I'm like a sponge. And after 14 years, I don't pretend to know it all. I don't talk like I know it all. But I do have a story to share. Yeah. And that story is real. And if it was some bullshit, I wouldn't be here 14 years later.
They need to go and listen to episode 83. And I'm not saying it because I was on. I'm saying it because you was talking some real, you know what I mean?
Like, so when we did, I mean, y'all need to follow his YouTube blueprint. Pope the Blueprint. I'm not bullshitting. But that was like he was my first interview. So since then, I've done like 4 different podcasts with different people. But he was my first. So when he was my first, I was telling him how I started from the grind. So if y'all want to know how I started from the grind in the clubs, like the clubs you go to, like literally the clubs, go and hear that story. Follow him on YouTube. Yo, it's crazy, but it's my story. It's real. And it wasn't all these good flashing lights and I'm leveling up and oh Lord, no. No, baby. We was in them streets.
No, I love it. I love it. I appreciate you coming on the show. Before we go, let everybody know where they can follow you at, because you got like 800 different pages. So direct us to the right.
Boy, stop. Don't come for me unless I send for you. If you're on Facebook, my handle on Facebook is called Geneva Jules. But on IG and my open page, I have an open page. It's called Brooklyn J, like just the letter J. And on Instagram, it's called Brooklyn _Jules_LLC. And that's one Instagram. The other Instagram is just Brooklyn Jules, just all together, Brooklyn Jules. And Jules is spelled with a Z, not an F, like on the IG. Okay. Yeah, I'm doing too much. You know what I'm saying? I ain't lying.
No, we appreciate you. And then they can get the ebook where? Let us know one more time where we can get the ebook.
Oh, my website is brooklynjewels.store. So that's easy. That's Brooklyn, behind here, Brooklyn Jewels, see the jewels, .store. You go to the search box, you type in ebooks, and it'll come up, and I'll send the PDF file. No problem.
Well, you know, I appreciate you coming on Boss Talk, sharing those gems. And I want people
boss
to take advantage of
it. Boss Talk, we got the bosses in the building.
you know. But stay blessed. Keep doing what you're doing.
No doubt.
Peace, love, and blessings to you.
I